Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. A busy week. Free agency has begun. It's the NFL's business season right now. Lots of questions. Let's get to some of the answers. The first question comes from Paul. Will the Vikings be very active in searching for free agents? Will they be willing to spend some money to improve the team? Well, the Vikings have already been active. If you've seen some of the news, the Vikings have re-signed Andrew Sendejo, Adam Thielen, Carter Bykowski, Audie Cole, Zach Line, Kendrick Ellis, and it sounds like Phil Lotholt is going to be back. Remember, that's a part of free agency, re-signing some of your own players. After that, yeah, I do think the Vikings will be active in free agency. On the topic of being willing to spend some money, Tom Johnson, Linval Joseph, Terrence Newman, Captain Munnerlyn, just a few examples of the Vikings being willing to spend some money in free agency to improve the team. Adam in Seattle has the next question. Why were some free agents allowed to sign before the start of free agency, but others have to wait until the league year starts? Well, don't confuse guys who are unrestricted free agents with guys who have been released from their contracts. Everyone's contract expires when the new league year begins. This year, that's March 9th. So those players who have expiring contracts have to wait until the new league year starts to sign. But players who were released from their contracts, like Mike Wallace was from the Vikings on Tuesday, those players are free to sign at any time. Todd in Stockton, California has the next question. Now that Sendejo re-signed, does this change going after another safety in free agency or the draft? Or do we focus on the O-line or wide receiver in the draft? The Sendejo signing was a nice bump for Andrew, but it didn't break the bank for the Vikings. So it's great to have Andrew Sendejo back. He's a key player in special teams, good depth, and a potential starter at safety, but it will not prevent the Vikings from looking on the market or in the draft to continue to upgrade at safety. Great deal for both sides. The next question comes from Steve. Am I the only one who doesn't think we need to target a wide receiver in the draft? Well, wide receiver is one of the more popular picks as people fill out their mock drafts. But no, Steve, you're not the only one who doesn't think the Vikings should target a receiver. Although with the release of Mike Wallace earlier in the week, I'm sure the calls for the Vikings to take a wide receiver in the draft or sign one in free agency will only continue to increase. Shipley has the next question. Was Calvin Johnson the best in-division player the Vikings faced over the last 8 to 10 years? Well, I certainly think you can make an argument for it, but remember, we have had Aaron Rodgers over in Green Bay for about the same amount of time that we've been going against Calvin Johnson. If you take quarterbacks out, I think you can argue that Calvin Johnson was about as good as there's been in the NFC North. Take a look at these numbers on the screen right now. Calvin Johnson has been to the Lions what Adrian Peterson has been to the Vikings. Those two guys came into the league at the same time. It's crazy how similar their numbers are. Our last question comes from Christopher. Would Zimmer be willing to develop a combination defense that involves both a 4-3 alignment and a 3-4 alignment? You're going to have to ask Coach Zimmer that. I am not going to answer that kind of question for the coach. But I will tell you this. We know this with Rick Spielman. You can never rule anything out in the draft. He can trade up. He can trade back. He'll stay right where he is and take the best player on the board. I also don't think you can rule anything out with Mike Zimmer. He likes to do a lot of different things on defense. He likes to play safeties up. He likes to play them back. I'm sure he could go to an odd man front if he wanted. That's the beauty of having Mike Zimmer here. He's a great defensive mind, and he loves to be versatile. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com because our Prospect Profiles series has commenced today. From now through draft day, we will profile one prospect in the 2016 NFL Draft every weekday. Be sure to check that out and get all the scoop on this year's draft class.